Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Mishpatim, Exodus 21:1 through 24:18. Acting on behalf of God. Although Parshat Mishpatim is just over 3 chapters in length, it contains over 50 of the 613 commandments. It is densely packed with various commandments, particularly those involving civil issues. There's a problem, however, with the application of these commandments if we are attempting to follow a literal reading of the text. Here's an example. Exodus 22:9. For every breach of trust, whether it is for an ox, for a donkey, for a sheep, for a cloak, or for any kind of lost thing of which one says, "This is it," the case of both parties shall come before God. The one whom God condemns shall pay double to his neighbor. A literal reading of this passage poses numerous problems. How do disputing parties come before God? Where is this to take place? Also, according to this passage, the one whom God condemns is liable to the financial penalty. But how do they know the verdict? What if both parties believe that God has judged in their favor? How is this resolved? The problems with this passage revolve around translation. In this passage, both parties are to be brought before Elohim. The problem is that this Hebrew word has a variety of meanings. It literally means gods, but can also mean God, powers, judges, mighty ones, etc. Although it's used frequently throughout the Hebrew scriptures to refer to the Creator, it has numerous other uses. For example, consider Psalm 82. God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. That's verses 1 and 2. Who is this divine council? Who are the gods among whom the Creator sits to hold judgment? These are the judges of Israel. Only they are able to judge with both justice and injustice and show partiality to the wicked. The angelic host is incapable of injustice and therefore not being referred to in this passage. These judges are admonished, give justice to the weak and the fatherless, maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute, rescue the weak and the needy, deliver them from the hand of the wicked. That's verses 3 and 4. God is rebuking the judges of Israel for failure to deliver true justice. Just a few verses later, God tells them, "You are gods, Elohim, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men, you shall die and fall like any prince." That's verses 6 and 7. This is the passage Yeshua quotes when defending his claim to be the Son of God in John 10. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'?" If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, "You are blaspheming"? Because I said, "I am the Son of God"? That's John 10, 34 through 36. Yeshua uses this argument to show that just as God has called the judges of Israel by his own designation of Elohim in Psalm 82 because they act on his behalf, his accusers should not be upset with his claim to be the Son of God because he was acting with full authority from his Father. In Parshat Mishpatim, we hear God conferring full authority upon his representative to make rulings among the children of Israel on his behalf. The Amplified Bible renders this in a way to help us understand. The children of Israel are to, quote, "bring him to God," that is, to the judges who act in God's name. That's the Amplified Bible on Exodus 22:9. The only way a case can be settled is through a system of judges that has authority to interpret Torah and make judgments for Israel. Yeshua also confers this authority to his apostles, saying, "Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." That's chapter 18, verse 18 of Matthew. In each case, the authority acts on behalf of the issuer of that authority. Parshat Mishpatim is filled with a number of cases in which those authorities would need to mediate between the involved parties. Through his agents, God extends himself into the realm of mankind through righteousness and justice. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.